This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's something special about seeing our stories on the big screen. And at the end of this month, well, Pride of Our Footscray is giving us three whole nights of it. And after a huge response to their call out for queer short films earlier this year, what was meant to be a one-night showcase has now grown into a full-blown short film festival. Sounds exciting. Well, joining us today is Matt O'Keefe, CEO of Pride of Our Footscray, and Lee Cole Hayhale from the Rainbow Popcorn Movie Podcast. Welcome to Drive.
Thanks for having us, Warren. It's nice to be in the studio to talk about short film.
Matt, where did the idea of hosting a queer short film event at Pride of Our Footscray, where did it first come from?
Not from me, so I'm happy to give the relevant person some credit. Pride is a queer bar in Footscray that has stuff every single day that it's open. It's never just alcohol. Mm-hmm. So we have comedy, we have poetry, we have burlesque, drag queens are the stars of the show, and we always wanted to do a movie night. So we started doing a movie night, and we were showing big Hollywood films, and they were giving us the rights. I couldn't believe, we showed Batman, and they gave us the rights. So it's a proper film night. And one of our staff members who's very interested in film said, "Oh, I'm an extra on lots of productions. There's lots of productions around Melbourne. Mm. Maybe there's some queer stories out there that we could ask about." So we put out a little call. And I just didn't imagine there was this many queer films being produced, but we got about 21 submissions, and they were all good. So it was just fantastic, and that's how it came about.
Now, Lee, what's your role been in, I suppose, bringing this short film festival to life?
So, yeah, myself and Brett, my co-host of the Rainbow Popcorn podcast, we love going to Pride and love everything that Pride does, including Pride movie night. And as soon as we heard from Matt that they were keen to do a short film festival, we just came forward and said, "Matt, what do you need? We want to be a part of it. We love the idea of supporting queer filmmakers of any location, any genre, but to be able to do it in Melbourne at a venue that we love, we just couldn't pass up the chance to be a part of it." And so, yeah, Brett and I, together with Cortex, who hosts Pride Movie Night, will be interviewing filmmakers on the night and getting into the depths of the filmmaking process.
So it's not just you go there and you watch the movie, you get to ask questions at the end of it, because we always have questions where we watch something, don't we?
It's going to be. Sorry, Lee. I was just going to say they're going to. I'll pass over to you because you're going to be on the interview panel. We start with 2 minutes. So each director or lead actor, whoever the film presents, is going to do 2 minutes as an introduction, and then we'll show three films, and then there'll be an interview panel for everyone to ask questions, and that's where Lee will be involved in the questions.
Yeah. So Brett, myself, and Cortex will chat with the panel of filmmakers from that night screenings, and getting to what the film's about, the filmmaking process, and, something that Brett and I are really keen of in the Rainbow Popcorn podcast is getting into the importance and the process of telling queer stories authentically. That'll be a lot of the chat on the night.
I love the name Rainbow Popcorn. It just reminds me, remember that multicolored popcorn you could buy? It was all different flavors.
Yep, that's exactly where it came from. And when we've done live events as well, there's been plenty of rainbow popcorn on the tables at Pride of Our Footscray for everybody to enjoy along with the movie.
Matt, for those who haven't been to Pride of Our Footscray, it sounds like it's a very busy venue. Tell us about it.
It's very friendly and colourful, and we're really proud that you can come on any night and see something different. It's nice to have something queer out in the West. And it's also unusual because it is owned by 200 people. So it was a community collective that put it together. It's really hard to do hospitality and entertainment and do it fairly and do it well. We had 200 people help us to put that together. And that helps explain the diversity of what you come and see. So you can come on any night and see something interesting. But yeah, if you like film, we've got film night. If you like poetry, there's poetry. We do queer comedy once a month. Like there's lots of obviously queer filmmakers we've come to learn, but there's also heaps of great queer comedians. So I think of us more of an arts organization than a nightclub or a bar, but we are open till 3 o'clock if you want to dance until 3 o'clock.
Having 200 people, community members, so they own the venue.
Yeah, literally, yeah. It's 203 legal owners. So bi, trans, gay, straight allies. It's It reflects the diversity of the area itself.
Matt, could you give us a taste of the kinds of films that we'll see across the three nights?
I'll jump in with a couple of the ones I like, and I'll get Lee's opinion too as the film specialist. One of the beautiful things is because it's so Melbourne and so queer, it's so relatable. There's one I'll mention which was filmed actually in the Pride Centre where we are today. So Joy Studios in Pride Centre, and there's this action movie filmed in the Pride Centre. It is unbelievable. It's so good. I can't believe they've done action sequences
without Action Man.
Well, yeah, it's just great. And then there's one that I really, really liked. I like them all, but I really like this one, which was making fun of Melburnians and how they just really need cool coffee places. It really destroys the, you know, it's not cool unless you can't find it kind of stuff. It is very, very funny, very relatable, and people will love that. And being able to hear again from the people who came up with these concepts will be great. And Lee, what did you like?
I was really impressed with the diversity of genre within the films. So across the three nights, there's really, you know, there's something for everyone. There's a couple of really good horror movies, which I really enjoyed, but a couple of really nice, cute love stories. There's a silent film in there that's probably one of my favourites, and a couple that even I got a little bit teary and emotional watching them. So the breadth of genre and topic that filmmakers in Melbourne have covered is what really impressed me and what I'm really looking forward to sharing with people across the three nights.
So do you make people cry first or scream? Which one comes first?
Matt and I have not been involved in the scheduling. We've kind of palmed that off to Tommy, who's kind of leading all of that side of things. But each night is going to have its own kind of theme, and we've kind of grouped movies in that way. And people can see all of that on the festival website where they can get their tickets as well. If they're into a particular style or particular theme, then it's kind of organised around that as well.
Lee, I suppose as someone who lives and breathes movies, what does it mean to you to have this kind of, I suppose, dedicated queer film space in the West?
I think similarly to Matt, I was amazed with how many filmmakers came forward in such a short time that the festival submissions were open. And I think that kind of echoes what Brett and I talk about a lot on the podcast in terms of queer people telling queer stories. To be able to do that these days, I think, is really important and adds to that authenticity. And to be able to tell them genuinely in and around and about Melbourne just shows that there's the capacity out there for people to be able to tell our stories and represent the community in so many different ways.
Matt, I bet you hear lots of queer stories at Pride of Our Footscray. I mean, with 200 people owning it, it must be fascinating.
Yeah, I think any nightclub or any queer bar could probably have a Netflix documentary filmed about it on a weekly basis, so that there's no lacking of stories. So seeing them come to life in the different ways that we see it, as I've said, like through all these different art forms, is really, really special. And yeah, it is a surprise that there, because film's not easy to put together. There's so much equipment. Like we've been a set for some of these small films, and there's people going through student films that have used our place as a set, and they've used DTs as a set, and it's just amazing to see that reflected back. And yeah, there's plenty of stories, and the people that will come across to any of the three nights, I think on the website there's a description of each of the three nights and which movies are being played. You'll have a good time hearing these stories on any of the three nights. They're great.
Is anyone welcome?
We're famously that's such a great question. When we opened the bar, so the bar was called Pride of Our Footscray, which is, the acronym is PUF. But to make sure,
you know, I only realised that today. I was typing this up, and it's PUF.
That's so cute.
Like, was that deliberate?
It was deliberate. We're still amused with ourselves, but it's always referred to as Pride, not PUF. Pride's more inclusive, but to be very, very specific about this, we called it Pride of Our Footscray Community Bar to make sure that everyone across the community knows that they are welcome at the bar, and anyone who loves film is welcome, and it should be a great night. Yeah,
and the reason I ask that is because sometimes you do get bars that only welcome certain people. So, and particularly in our community, we need to welcome everyone.
Yeah, I think that can be a long conversation, but what I like is that there is a bar for every occasion. Like, if you want to go down to the Laird and just have beers with the boys, the Laird is brilliant.
Mm.
And if you've got some lesbian friends and some trans friends and maybe some ally friends, just come to Pride for the night. And if you want to have a dirty night on the dance floor, you go to the Peel. Like, there's just, you want to have a drink on a Sunday, you go to DT. Like, it's just so it's so diverse, and we are the ours is probably the most mixed, chaotic crowd, but there is a place for all of the, and if you're a twink, please go to Pufftoff. There's a place for all of us, and that's part of the beauty of the scene as well.
Now, where do we get tickets?
Very good question. It's on Try Booking. So if you searched Pride Short Film Fest, or you search Pride of Our Footscray on the Try Booking website, you would find it. And there's also all these details on the Pride of Our Footscray itself website, which is prideofourfootscray.bar. And there's a whole page dedicated to this short film festival. And yeah, it details which films are on in the night. Tommy's got all the poster art. It's a pretty impressive page. So yeah, check that out and you'll find out all the details.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. Matt and Lee, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us today.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, great to be here.
Thank you. So the Pride Short Film Festival runs at Pride of Our Footscray from August 28th. Tickets and info are at prideofourfootscray.bar/event.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.